Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Well, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Here we are again on another Read the Word. We're going through the book of Joshua, conquering the land, and that's what we've been doing all week long, is conquering this land, and we're getting it done. And so we welcome you today to be here and be a part of this with us. Let's open with our opening prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open our hearts, we open our minds, soul and body, to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in our heart through faith. That we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So we will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And now, here we go. We are in Canaan land, and in Canaan land, we are always conquering some new piece of territory for God, and even in your life and in my life, we've got to, we've got to continually be conquering in God. So, the book of Joshua is probably one of the most exciting books of the Old Testament because God has told the children of Israel all through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, take the land, take the land, take the land. For 40 years he said to them, take the land, take the land, take the land. Why? Because he wanted them to take the land. He wanted them to take the land. And so what do you and I got to do? We got to go ahead and take the land, and it'll be a blessing to God. Here we go. I'm just gonna preach it. Can't do that. I got too much to read. Here we go. Joshua chapter 12. These are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated, and whose land they possessed on the other side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon to the Mount Hermon, and all the eastern Jordan plain. This might be what God says about you, and this is the land that God gave you to conquer, because he's given every one of us a piece of territory to conquer. Verse 2, one king was Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead. From Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, from the middle of that river, even as far as the river Jabbok, which is the border of the Ammonites. And the eastern Jordan plain from the Sea of Kinnereth as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea. The road to Beth, Jesh, Emath, and southward below the slopes of Pisgah. The other king was Og, king of Bashan, his territory, who was the remnant of the giants who dwelt at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and reigned over Mount Hermon, over Salcah, over Bashan, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and over half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. These Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given it to a possession to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country where Joshua and the children of Israel conquered on this side of the Jordan. On the west, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon as far as Mount Halak, and the ascent of Seir, which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as possessions according to their divisions. In the mountain country, in the lowlands, in the Jordan plain, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Whole bunch of Iceland there. Verse 9, king of Jericho. 1, king of Ai, which is beside Bethel. 1, king of Jerusalem. 1, king of Hebron. 1, the king of Jarmuth. 1, the king of Lachish. 1, the king of Eglon. 1, the king of Gezer. He's quite a geezer. 1, the king of Deber, 1, the king of Geder, 1, the king of Horma, 1, the king of Ered, 1, the king of Libna, 1, the king of Adullam, 1. Joshua was old. What happened? Was there more verses? Well, check that out, man. I thought it was all done. Don't worry about that. The king of Akeda, 1, the king of Bethel, 1. I thought that was a short list. The king of Tapua won, the king of Hefer won, the king of Aphek won, the king of Lasharon won, the king of Madan won, the king of Hazor won, king of Meron won, the king of Akshaph won, the king of Tanakh won, the king of Megiddo won, the king of Kadesh won, the king of Jokneam in Carmel won, the king of Dor in the heights of Dor won, the king of the people of Gilgal won, the king of Tirzah won. All the kings, 31 kings Joshua conquered. Do I have permission now?
Yes.
Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, you're old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. Now get up and get moving. This is the land that yet remains, all the territory of the Philistines, all that of the Geshurites from Sihor, which is east of Egypt as far as the border of Ekron northward, which is counted as the Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, the Ashdodites, the Ashkelonites, the Gittites, the Ekronites, and the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites, Meara, the belongs to the Sidonians as far as Aphek to the border of the Amorites. The land of the Gibeonites, all Lebanon toward the sunrise from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon, as far as the entrance to Hamath. All the inhabitants of the mountain from the Lebanon as far as the brook Misrephoth, and all the Sidonians, them I will drive out before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel as an inheritance as I commanded you. Therefore, divide this land as an inheritance to the 9 tribes, and half the tribe of Manasseh. Verse 8, when the other half tribe, Reubenites, the Gadites, received their inheritance, which Moses had given them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given them, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the town that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, all the kings of Sion, king of the Amorites who reigned in Heshbon as far as the border of the children of Ammon. Have you noticed here that every bit of this is very historically and geographically listed? There ain't nobody that can deny this happened. Although there's a million deniers in the world. You can't deny it. It's not only written in the history books of the day, but this book, the greatest book, the majestic book of God, has got it laid out. You can't deny it. And someday you'll stand before him. You can't be a denier on that day because that costs you eternity away from God, and you don't want that. 13:13. Nevertheless, the children of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maccathites. But the Geshurites and the Maccathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only the tribe Levi, he gave no inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said to them. And Moses had given to the tribe of the children of Reuben an inheritance according to their family. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that's in the midst of the ravine. I like that. a ravine city, and in the plain of Medeba. Sounds like a cool place to live. Heshbon and all the cities that are in the plain, Dibon, Bamoth, Baal, Beth Baal, Meon, Jahaza, Kedemoth, Mephiath, Kirjathaim, Sima, Zerath, Shehar, on the mountain of the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshima. All the cities of the plain and all the kingdom of Sion, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses had struck with the prisoners of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zer, Hur, and Reba. Not McIntyre. Princes of Sion dwelling in the country. I heard somebody like Reba. Verse 22. Children of Israel also killed with a sword Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer. Among those who were killed by them. He's a bad man. Don't do that. The border of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben according to their families, their cities, and their villages. Moses also had given inheritance to the tribe of Gad, the children of Gad, according to their families, their territory was Jazer and all the cities of Gilead, half the tribe of the Ammonites. As far as Aroer, which is before Reba. And from Heshbon to Ramoth, Mizpah, and Betomin. Some of you are like, man, how do you say these words? Oh, it's an exercise for the tongue. You ever seen them billboards? Shakespeare never had it so good. Here it is right here. 27 in the valley of Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimra, Succoth, Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sion, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as its borders, as far as the edge of the Sea of Chinnereth, on the other side of the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad according to their families, their cities, and their villages. Moses also given an inheritance to half the tribe of Manasseh. It was for the half of the tribe of the children of Manasseh according to their families. Their territory was from Menahem, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. Half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were for the children of Maker, the son of Manasseh, the half tribe of the children of Maker according to their families. These are the areas which Moses had distributed as an inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said to them. What are we doing tonight? All the way to 15. All right. Let me check something real quick. All right, here we go. Chapter 14. These are the areas which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes, children of Israel, distributed as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded by hand of Moses. For the nine tribes and the half tribe, for Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and half the tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but to the Levites he had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in with their common lands for their livestock and their property. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Now this is one of my favorite stories. It's a story of Caleb. That's a cool story. I have a friend in Alabama, IA, who God changed his name to Caleb when he turned 80. More for you to do, and the man's going hard at it still today. Joshua 14:6, the children of Israel, children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, Josh, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me and Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart, and so did you. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot is trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said. 45 years. Now, say, they wandered 40 years, and they've been 5 years taking the land. You can see that from this verse. Ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, here I am this day, 85 years old. And some of you are wondering what your problem is at 70. Get up and get moving. Go take a mountain somewhere. Wait. Go take a mountain that's filled with giants. Caleb said, I want the mountain where the giants are. I better drink some Mountain Dew just for that. Wow. 11. As yet I'm as strong this day as on the day Moses said. Just as my strength was then, so is my strength now. For war. Wait, it's not for walking. It's for war. Both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me. He's not even saying he knows. And I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. Joshua said, high five, dude. Give me some knuckles, an elbow bump, and let's go kick it in gear and make it happen. And he gave Hebron to the Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. 14:14. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenites, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord. You want God's blessing on your life? Wholly follow the Lord. The name of Hebron was formerly Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Now the allotment for Judah, chapter 15. So this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families, the border of Edom, at the wilderness and Zen, southward in the extreme southern border. Their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea from the bay that faces southward. It went to the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along Zen, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adar, and went to the Karka. It went out to the Brook of Egypt. The border ended up at the sea. It shall be your southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The border on the north quarter began at the Bay of the Sea, the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. The border went up toward Geber from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the ascent of Adumimin, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the waters of En-Shemesh and ended at En-Rago. No, I do not know where all those borders are.
Those surveyors were busy, though, weren't
they? That's a
land surveyor.
You know, these surveyors looked up at God and said, really? And he said, yeah, get it done. Proceed. Border went up to the valley of the son of the Hinnon, to the southern slope of Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border went around to Bela, which is Kirjath-Jearim. Verse 10. The border turned westward from Bela to Mount Seir, passed along the side of Mount Gerizim on the north, which is Shay Salon, went down to Beth Shemesh and passed on to Timnah. Don't you want to take a four-wheeler and just go find this?
Yeah.
I do it, like a dune buggy. Brother Dusty and everyone that's in favor of that, let's do it. 1511, we already did that. Nope. And the border went up to the side of Ekron northward. Border went around to Shikron, passed along to Mount Baala, extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the Great Sea. This is the boundary of the children of Judah all around according to their families. 13, to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there. Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went from there to the inhabitants of Debir, formerly known of name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer. Caleb said, he who attacks Kirjath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give Aksah, my daughter, as wife. So Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him his daughter as wife. Now it was so when she came to him that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She answered, give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land in the south, give me also the springs of water. He gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Water people. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. Here we go. You ready for this? This is some reading right here. This is when your tongue gets an exercise. Some of you need to say it right out loud with me. And then call me and say, hey, you pronounced that wrong. Here we go. 21, cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger, that's pretty close to Jaguar, China, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazer, Ifnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazer, Hadata, Kerizath, Hezron, which is Hazer, Amam, Adad, Shema, Molada, Hazer, Gada, Heshmon, Beth, Pilei, Hazer, Shual, Beersheba, Biz, Joja, Bela, Ijim, Ezim, Elotelad, Chizel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana. That's what they all said after the 40 years in the wilderness, Madmana. Whoops. Almost turned everybody off. Sansana, Libaoeth, Shoyam, Ain, Ramon. All the cities are 29 with their villages in the lowland. Ashtal, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, and Gaina, Tapua, Ezekah, Sheraim, Edathaim, Gadira, Geder, Rothaim, 14 cities were their villages, Zena, Hadasha, Migdol, Gad, Dilian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bazkath, Eglon, Caban, Labas, Kithlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nema, Makeda, 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashnod, Jiftah, Ashnod, Nezib, Keila, Akzib, and Marishah, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron and its towns and villages. From Ekron to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with its towns and villages. You got to look these places up. Gaza with its towns and villages, as far as the Brook of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coastline. In the mountain country, Shamir, Jatili, Sokah, Dana, Kirjath-Sana, which is deeper. Anab, Eshtemoa, Anem, Goshen, Holon, Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshion, Janum, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kerjath, Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities and their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Judah, Jezreel, Jokneam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, Timnah, 10 cities with their village, Halul, Beth Zur, Geder, Marat, Beth Anas, Elticon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath, Baal, which is Kirjath, Jerim, and Reba, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Araba, Midim, Sakia, Nibshad, the city of salt, and in Gedi, 6 city with their villages, and for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah, could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Now, how much time have we been on here so far? Oh, we've already been on here a long time. I wanted the Hivite and the Jebusite and the Amorite, the Jebusite. I have a note, and it came to me while we were here talking tonight. There it is. I wanted to share it with you, but we've actually been on here quite a while tonight. 2 minutes, that's not too bad. The Amorite, I want you to hear this. The Amorite is a spirit, it's a demonic spirit, that operates against you, and they use slander. And they entice us to say the wrong words. And what does that do? That causes you to sin. The Hittite is a demonic spirit that is sent against us to break us or cause us to be afraid with doubt and unbelief. The Hivite is a spirit of deception or wickedness. It comes as a villager or as a deceitful friend. You will no longer disguise yourself as someone ordinary. You will not seduce me to be or to part with my money for some get-rich-quick scheme or any other problem like that. The Jebusite, a spirit of heaviness. They operate against you, and they try to tread you under your feet to cause you to become emotional and to be negative. And it takes your confidence and your strength away. It's an instigating spirit. And that's all. The parasite spirit is John 10:10, the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You've been found out, and we condemn you, and we curse you, and we bind your power. Mammon creates, that stops the creative flow of finances in our life. And all of these were the spirits that the children of Israel were supposed to be dealing with, and every one of them that they did not get dealt with, people continually have to deal with on a regular basis. So what are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is you and I have got to continually be saying on a regular basis, there ain't no demonic power that has any power over me, my life, my family, or anything to do with me. In Jesus' mighty name. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. And every tongue that rises against you and I, you got to condemn it out of your mouth. You don't wait for God to do it. You're doing it. Remember, God already knows what you need before you pray, but He wants you to say something because he wants to see your desire. And we talked about that tonight on the program for Friday, March 25th, if you want to go back and see it. That's right out of the Lord's Prayer. It's a really good message. The Holy Spirit was speaking to us tonight. Now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we want you to do it right now. We're going to pray that prayer of salvation with you. Remember, everybody, that Sunday mornings, we're going to receive communion together, everybody on the community, so make sure you have some grape juice and bread. Get grape juice. Be orderly like God wants it. He loves decent and in order, and that's what his presence, power, and his abundance comes to, is our order of life. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life.
Give me everlasting
and life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And that you rose again on the third day. Giving me great victory in my life.
Giving me great victory.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your
mercy. I receive all of your grace. Don't miss this one. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly
language and live a successful life
as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Just like that, they're born again. Isn't that amazing? You didn't even have to do anything except just receive it. You just went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. You might say, Pastor, how did I do that? I don't even know what I'm doing. Because as soon as you say, Jesus, fill me, Jesus, the light of the world, fills you with light. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, fills you with faith. Jesus, the greatest standard of righteousness there's ever been, just filled you with his righteousness. And that righteousness obliterates sin. I know. You're going to have to be taught about it. That's why we're here. This was only your first step. Only your first step. It's not the culmination. You just took the very first step to becoming a Christian, a believer. And now everywhere you go, just tell people, hey, I'm a believer. You believe what? I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Wouldn't you like to do it too? And then just lead them into saying, I receive you, Jesus. Now, my email address and website is right in the comments of these programs, or the notes of these programs. And send me a message, ask me a question. If you write me and say, Pastor, I just found Jesus, and I want to grow and develop in him. I got all kinds of videos that'll help you. And it's what you got to have is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. I can pray for you all day long, but what I need you to do is learn how to pray yourself. I'm glad to teach you. I need you to learn how to pray by yourself, because then all of us coming together, we get a great big mission accomplished in the things of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Those of you that you might be saying, wow, Pastor, what's going on with you? You're not been in a building hardly at all this week. Well, we're in a car. We're doing some things for God. But we're still getting it done. It's not the program like it's always been, but it doesn't matter. We're getting the mission accomplished. And I can tell some of you, like, well, I keep thinking I need to sow a seed. Well, sow the seed. I ain't going to come begging because I ain't doing that. But if God's instructing you to sow a seed, we receive it. And when we receive it, we're going to be the best partner you ever had. We pray over you. We send you an email back immediately as soon as we can. And we pray a prayer over you, not only that day, but every day after that, because we're serious partners in the things of God. And we'll be a blessing. Any way that we can help you, let us know. And we want you to know this. Remember that we love you. We do. And God loves you. He does love you. And Jesus is Lord. Remember, tomorrow morning's communion, and I don't have the ability tonight to put in timestamps. So I need some of you to put them in. Make a comment, just like you've seen me been doing. Put in the timestamp, and then make a comment. The chapter headings or any other place you want to put a comment in there and a timestamp. It's a blessing, and you can help us do the work of the ministry, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. See you soon. God bless you. Those of you from around the world, remember, on Blog Talk Radio, remember that, I'll turn this off. I guess I just turned it off. Remember, no matter where you are around the world, we want you to be a part of this with us. And so I encourage you to get in contact with us, find a way that we can be a blessing to you. And for these programs that you may have missed this week, remember, if you go into the notes of this program or you go to the website, we have a playlist on YouTube of every one of these programs so that you can listen to them from the very beginning. You can start all over if you want to. You might have a good time. And they're all listed in one playlist. If you push the big red play button at the beginning of that YouTube playlist, it'll play it clear to the end if you stay awake that long. In Jesus' mighty name. Sure do love you. See you again real soon. Jesus' mighty name. Amen.